And the day of the Torah, right? Wednesday night. All right, Moshe Shtemuch.
The evening I want to speak about some relevant halachas of being mafsik, when it can be, when it can't be mafsik, the middle of Shemoneh Esrei for different things. We'll see very negedika things that come up midei yom v'yom. Let's start the Mechaber said in the beginning of Siman Kuf Dalad in Orechayim Shelo Yehaseh B'Tefillah. Lo Yehaseh B'Tefillah. The person shouldn't be mafsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. V'afilo Melech Yisrael Shoy B'Shloim Lo Yeshivenu. Even if Yiddish king asks that sort, how are you, what's going on, you shouldn't answer him. Avon Melech Oyvi Gilulim, a Goyish king, then it already gets dodgy, because we'll see three things we're meant to do, but if you ignore him, then, as someone told me, it might be the last Shemoneh Esrei of your life. If a big Goyish king comes and you just carry on shlocking there, Kilo Loi Hoyv Loi Nivra, I don't pity the guy. So let's go. So the Mechaber says three possible solutions. One's the best, then the second best, and the third best. So the first best, the Mechaber says, is that you should basically be Mekatzi Shemoneh Esrei. Instead of saying 19 brachas, if you know the Goyish king's about to come and he could kill you or do whatever to you, so just say two or three, maybe, I'm not sure exactly how many. The Mechaber just says, Chilas a bracha v'soifa, maybe each bracha, sort of the beginning and the end of each bracha, and then instead of being a 5-minute Shemoneh Esrei, be a 1-minute Shemoneh Esrei, and then you're good to go. That's if you could do that. If you can't, then go, let's say you're standing here, and the Goyish King's coming here, move to the side, and then the Goyish King won't do anything to you. So basically, Yatem and Aderech, move away. And then if even that's not possible, then you should be mafsik and sort of greet him, ask him, how are you, whatever, and then you'll obviously be safe. So basically three options what to do, either to say a shorter version of Shemoneh Esrei, or to move to the side, or to basically be mafsik and to actually greet him and ask how he is. That is a Mechaber. Then a Mishnah Berurah comes with some unbelievable chidushim. So that means, according to a Mechaber, in a normal Eich HaTimtzah, you should not be mafsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Said the Mishnah Berurah, a filo remiza ba'ama osa, even hinting to something in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei is asa. Im loy letinoi kaboicha, let's say you're davening at home, let's say in Corona, for example, or you're not well, or you've got a minion at home, and you're in the middle of shockling down in your language for an Esther, and your child is screaming away, crying, and it's mom's disturbing you. You're allowed to tell your child to be quiet in order, you're not allowed to speak to him, you're allowed to hint to him, the Mishnah Berurah says, to basically give him a hint, basically, quiet, daddy's down in Shemoneh Esrei, and he shouldn't disturb you. So even though you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you're allowed to go and hint him in order to be quiet, that he shouldn't disturb your Shemoneh Esrei. And says the Mishnah Berurah, if you try hinting to him, quiet, be quiet, be quiet, I'm down in Shemoneh Esrei, and he just doesn't get the message, he carries on screaming, crying, what should he do? Middle of down in Shemoneh Esrei, and you're getting disturbed by a child crying, don't speak to him, be allowed to move away, you're allowed to move to the other room, move upstairs, move to the garden, as long as a bee, you're not going to get disturbed by your child's down in Shemoneh Esrei, you can move to another place, no problem. Hold on.
Picking up the child?
On the way. I don't see why not. Yeah, I've come to many short examples. I just, from the Mishnah Berurah, it's a pashas, I'll say, the most easiest, because I'll tell you why I'm saying it, because from the Mishnah Berurah, it's mashma that it's talking about, like, only you're getting disturbed. If it's in the shul, then there's many examples in shul where other people can get disturbed as well. Then the Mishnah Berurah carries on also very negeir. What about normally many shuls, the chazan waits for the rav, or let's say Shemoneh Esrei, and the rav is taking his time and he's getting balachats that the congregation, that they're all waiting for him, like no, and it's disturbing his Shemoneh Esrei. He's allowed to turn around on a hint of the chazan in the middle of the rav Shemoneh Esrei, to basically that you can start chazar sashat, even though the rav is in the middle of his Shemoneh Esrei. So that is two examples. What the not really Tuch the Spur, it's more its... It's more his own Shmoneses is getting disturbed. When Shavuot says that his Shmoneses is getting disturbed, it says, V'zeh matrida b'tfilis, mashmah that it's not Tuch the Spur of the call, it's that the Rav's own Shmoneses is getting disturbed. I hear what you say, maybe it's Tuch the Spur as well, but I'm just reading from the Mishnah Berurah, it says, V'zeh matrida b'tfilis, mashmah the Rav's Shmoneses is the one that's getting disturbed. Oh, so that is the Mishnah Berurah, what's in two examples. Now, what about, let's say some other examples. What about if someone is, you're in the middle of your Shemoneh Esra, and there's someone davening in front of you, and he needs to wait for your Shemoneh Esra, and you're taking a good few minutes, you've got lots of davening forward, davening away with all your Kavana, and Yen in front is giving you a hint, like, come on, start like, I'm getting, my feet are getting nevased, or I want to run out already. And basically, it's disturbing. What do you mean? Yeah. Any of those, either hints to you or turns around, yeah. So what, is there any option then? So Chaim Kanevsky says, you're allowed to also, even though you're in the middle of your Shmoneh Esra, you're allowed to hint him that he can do Oysa Sholem in the Stodim. If he goes, he looks at you're here and he's there, if he does Oysa Sholem, basically three steps in Stodim. Yeah, no. You don't have to go and tell him in Stodim. You basically hint to him that you... you can hint him. Do you have to go and hint him to go sideways or not, or just hint him that? What you're saying that you don't need to hint anything. No, but you're not. If you don't do the stodden, then you're not allowed to do his shalom if someone's downing behind you. We'll come to that.
The person in front, the Maisa, the person in front is allowed to separate his feet, correct?
Yeah, it's true.
Shot,
yeah.
That road is half native.
Yeah. Nothing on me. Yeah, but let's say he wants to go to business meeting with his rabbi in school. There are many, many other examples. Yeah, you're right. No, it is true that. Thank you. What about another example that can be in a gear? What about if you're downing Shemoneh Esra and his son's next to you, like a young boy, and he's lost his place during downing, he doesn't know which page Shemoneh Esra is on? Are you allowed to, even though you're in the middle of your Shemoneh Esra, you're allowed to hint to him where the place is, even though you're in the middle of your own Shemoneh Esra?
Are you allowed to hint to Shemoneh
Esra? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You're allowed to, in your Shemoneh Esra, hint to your son where the place is.
So you
can show him what
the place is like.
Yeah. Another example can vary in the gear. Found a massive chiddush. Let's say you're down in the alleyway, and you're blocking everyone. It's a full minion, and there's only space for you in the alleyway, and you're blocking people, everyone getting past. They want to get out after shul, and you're standing and davening a langa Shemoneh Esra. You're allowed to move. You're allowed to, in the middle of your Shemoneh Esra, move to the. You're allowed to move. Let's say someone's downing over here, and you block everyone. The person who's downing is allowed to move to the side, to the normal, basically to out of the alleyway, in order to prevent people going past. What about if your son's in shul and disturbing loads of other people, making a racket? Says the Beliasha that the father allowed to take the son outside because he's disturbing other people. So it's the same type of thing. I'm saying can come into come examples in shul as well, that you're allowed to go and take your son out, even though you're in the middle of your own Shemoneh Esra, you're allowed to go out with your son because he's disturbing other people. And also, similar thing, it's also quite, says Chazanish, one, if you're in the middle of your Shemoneh Esra and your son needs to be excused, so you're allowed to also be matzik in the middle of your Shemoneh Esra in order to go and take your son to be excused. Another, also, halacha can also be, someone told me actually happened to him about 40 years ago and he was engaged to the yeshiva. If your son made dirty in the middle of, probably more a younger child, made dirty in the middle of Shemoneh Esra, So you can't daven in a mokum atonov, mokum soya. You're allowed to, even in that example, you're even allowed to speak to tell people that there's soya here, and therefore everyone else can't carry on with the Shemayin Esra. Yeah, so. Or let's say it takes 2-3 minutes till he goes out, then you're allowed to speak. Not for now, we're going to take them out, but let's say it's not practical for whatever reason, or. And then you're allowed to basically even speak in the middle of.
You can't get out. You can't physically get out with the kid.
Yeah. But you're allowed to, I'm saying it's a chiddush, you're even allowed to speak, you're allowed to tell people, there's soya here, and stop your Shemayin Esra. And apparently it could have happened more recently. Someone told me it happened to him when he was in yeshiva. What happens also if you're damning a long Shemayin Esra and you're scared that people are making fun of you, for me, you're taking Eidush for Shemayin Esra, in order that people shouldn't make fun of you, you're allowed to take 3 steps back and people think that you're finished and then go back and carry on Shemayin Esra. I don't understand why people won't think you're for me then, but for some reason it gets. Yeah, they'll think that you just. Yeah, nachinami. But it's a chiddush.
It's a curse. They'll not pray. So, but the
chassidim.
Yeah.
The quiet shunas of the bro.
Yeah.
The bar makhe. There's a makhe also in the quiet shunas.
Yeah.
In the middle of the shunas, he talks.
Yeah. He's saying the same thing like. That's probably more because of. I don't think they talk. I'm not sure of the Balmakka. Are you sure he speaks? Huh? What the Balmakka says, to keep, even in the Shema. Even the Shema. Huh? Most Nusasa places it. Right, you're saying you see. Could be that's a loch in Shreifa, that. Okay, yeah. Okay, right. What happens if you down Shemayin Esra and a sefer falls on the floor? Are you allowed to? You allowed? Mishabur says clearly you have to go and pick it up, even though in the middle of Shemayin Esra. But that's probably less chomor, I would say, because you're not hinting or speaking or moving or speaking at all. You're just basically picking up a sefer. But it can happen.
Why do you stand?
Yeah, you're in the middle of your Shemayin Esra. I think you're allowed to move out your place. I'm not sure. Another very, very negeh dikalocha. What happens if you're in the middle of your Shemayin Esra, and let's say it's Chanukah, you forgot Al HaNisim. And you're not sure that halacha now, what are you meant to do? So the Mishavur says you're allowed to get in the middle of your place, you're allowed to go and get a sefer and check up the halacha. And the Mishavur. Huh? Yeah, so nowadays probably not so negeir. Yeah, but if you don't know, then you'll have to go out your place and go and get it. Actually, I thought. Yeah, just example came into my head of Al HaNisim. Not for any alochi must up in the middle of Shemayin Esra. But so Chaim Kanievsky says that you shouldn't, if you can, then you should basically carry on Shemayin Esra where you are, in that place. Let's say you're damning over there. And you're not sure the halacha, so you go to the shelf, check out the halacha. You shouldn't go back to your place to carry on Shemayin Esra. You should stay basically where you are. But also I saw a sofer, he says, one of the sefer is not on the shelf, but you're allowed to run around the whole shul to check. So he says he's mesufik about it, whether you're allowed to.
So with the women,
yeah.
And she got to the
halal,
like the
halal,
just
the halal, okay, writer. The Shavuot says even a bigger chiddush. He said he's not sure, but in the end he said it's mutter. He says, what if you went to the shelf and it's not clear? Either the sefer's not there, or even then it's not clear. You're allowed to go and ask a shayl. You can go to the rav or take out your phone, middle of Shemayin Esra, and start calling the rav to ask the halacha. Yeah, he says the Mishnah Berurah says, read out the Lashon. V'imuta lishoyl adin, lam v'inatkan asashayla. He says, soch yom v'neali the muta, that you're allowed to go and do that. So you're allowed to pick up your phone or the midrash min esra. Another negir alocha can be, let's say, you're damn to get, probably more likely, you're damn to get hooked. You're damn to get. Yeah, someone actually told me that. Not sure who it was. No chuk echem, chayim blaya. So it says he brought out some of these alochas about a few months ago, and he said also about you're allowed to call, and he said that you shouldn't say the word shkoyach at the end. Now, that is. Okay, weiter. What happens if you damn near get home and the phone is ringing away? The landline, let's say, and it's mamash getting on your nerves. You're still in Shemin Esra, you're allowed to go move out your place wherever you're davening, and allowed to go and pick up. I don't think you're allowed to speak, you're allowed to go basically take it off the hook, not to disturb your Shemin Esra. And who are dinner songs, let's say, knocking away on your door, ringing a bell for ages, and it's mamash going after Nevin. You're allowed to go in the middle of, you can't speak, you're allowed to go and answer the door, and basically hint in the middle of your Shemin Esra, but you're mamash moving around. Oh. That is, in a nutshell, Si'if Aleph of Hesekim. Now let's move on to Si'if Beis, with also some Venegar de Kalochas. Machaba said, one of the persons going on a journey and he's travelling, and there's a, in those days, a wagon, basically, it wasn't a car, it was a wagon, a behemoth or a wagon comes towards him, and if he doesn't move to the side, then it's going to whack into him, and who knows what will be with him. He's allowed to be yatim and adair below yatim. He's allowed to move out the way that it shouldn't go and hit him. But in your nafi, in a normal circumstance, then you should not be moving around in the middle of your Shemona Esra. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah. What? So in a normal, sorry, Mechaba finishes off. That means, in normal Shemona Esra, unless this case of a wagon or car coming towards you and it's going to get knocked over, then you're allowed to move to the side. But, normally you shouldn't move at all in the middle of Shemona Esra, except, says the Mechaba, if you're in the middle of Lekain Atzor, the end of Shemona Esra, then you're allowed to move around in certain instances. So the Mishnah Berurah, two examples where it could be Negea. So, first example, Mishnah Berurah says, is a massive chiddush, that when an individual davens his Shemona Esra, his Oysa Shalom is, his three steps back is in the end of his Shemona Esra. But if you think about for a second, the Chazan, when he does his Chazor Sashat, where's his Oysa Shalom? Kaddish Deskabel. Let me ask you, on any day, when is a Tachanun day, does the Chazan goes and moves from his place and sits down and says Tachanun, the Maisi is moving around. So Mishnah Berurah says, then he's allowed to, because it's a Soyach Mitzvah, in the middle, it's called Tachnonim, he's allowed to go and sit down to do Tachnon, even though Be'etzem, to some extent, is the middle of his Shemona Esra. And Hu Adin says the Mishnah Berurah, that on a Monday and Thursday, the Chazan is allowed to go and then take the Sefer Torah to the Bima for laning, even though Be'etzem is still in the middle of his Shemona Esra, because he's not said, or he's shown he's still allowed to go and take the Sefer Torah.
Is he allowed to talk?
Pashtos, no, he's not allowed to talk.
Why
so 2 points. First of all, like I was going to say, Shkocha Bevigda, that if Mishnah Berurah says, no, it's not Mishnah Berurah, it's Kafa Chaim says clearly, I don't think many people know, if that you're changing about tefillah, that for Asheri, it's another, basically someone takes over for Asheri. So the first Chazan is not doing his Oysa Shalom, because he's not got the Kaddish Deskabel, the end of a Volosian, then he needs to do his Oysa Shalom before, basically the end of his Shemona Esra. If he knows someone's going to take over by Asheri, the end of his Chazar Sashat, he needs to go and do Oysa Shalom. And Reb Leizer Halpin told me that he was once about tefillah, and someone took over by Asheri, and he forgot this halacha of doing Oysa Shalom. And the end of davening, he went back to the Amal to do a 3 steps back as Oysa Shalom.
You have to do
it
on that place,
can't
do it anywhere.
You should go. Pashas on that place. But I had a suffer. I had a suffer when the Mishnah Berurah said that on Monday and Thursday that he's allowed to go and take the safe toilet, even though he's moving around. Pashtus, he can't just go like move back to his place. And bet him he's still in the middle of a Shemoneh Esrei. He's allowed to go and take the Sefer Torah to the Bimah. Can the Chazan on Monday and Thursday move back to his place? I don't know what's the meaning here in a Mexico. People, the Chazan stays by the Bimah, he goes back to his place. Right. Probably once, maybe Hodra, once he's by, but Pashtus, he could say that. He's moving what's the Sefer, but to move from the Bimah back to his place, I'm not sure. So 2 points. Someone told me Gates of Yeshiva that they mapped that the Baal Tefillah taka stays by the Amud. He said this halacha, and his taka does not move around. Yeah, by the Bimah. And also I clarified. Someone told me that Rav Gurvitz's son, who lives here, told me that Rav Gurvitz is mapped. Apparently, Chaim Kanievsky says it that he, even when he, basically, he didn't rely on this Mishnah Berurah. And he always did Oysa Shalom when he, before going to his place for Tachanun. Now, in the Shavuot saying that it's considered a Soyach, therefore you're allowed to, but apparently Bavram always did his own Oysa Shalom before he went and did Tachanun. There's many more to say, but I don't want to keep that alone.